Hello everyone, this is Jennifer Brown with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service, here to give you some food for thought. We just had our most recent Lunch and Learn this past Tuesday, and the topic that we discussed was Let's Get Physical. We often talk about food and nutrition and cooking, but we also want to make sure people understand the importance of physical activity, especially if you are suffering from a chronic disease such as diabetes or heart disease. You need to make sure that you're eating a healthy, well-balanced diet, but that you're also getting enough physical activity. It's kind of like a balance system. You need to have them in perfect harmony so that you can stay as healthy and be the best that you can be. And if you are diabetic, then hopefully you can use a good diet and a good exercise routine to get you to the lower end of your blood sugar. So that workshop, we talked about things that you can do at your home. You know how you can be physically active. Maybe your gym isn't open up. Maybe you're not able to get out and enjoy the walks that you used to, because maybe you used to walk around a store like Lowe's and now you're not going anywhere, or you don't feel safe around a lot of people. Or you could used to be going to the local parks. Well, I'm happy that the parks are still open, especially all of their walking trails that you can utilize. Even if they've been closed for a while, you haven't been there. Now that it's October, we are into fall. It's a wonderful time, cool weather, to get out and be more physically active. We gave people ideas and information about how to be physically active and how much physical activity you need in your daily routine. In fact, did you know that there is more than one type of physical activity? A lot of people just think about cardiovascular activities, which is extremely important because it gets your heart pumping and helps strengthen your heart, which is just going to help you be healthier all around. But there's also strength building exercises, like lifting weights. They can even just be 1 to 2, 3 pound weights, very little resistance there. There's also flexibility exercises. Typically, we encourage stretching before and after you exercise. So those stretching is what we call the flexibility exercises. It could be some basic lunges. It could be reaching above your heads, rotating your arms around, doing arm circles, different things like that. And then last but not least is balance exercises. As we age, balance is extremely important. If you don't have proper balance, or if you're having balance issues, then you could fall. And we don't want you to get hurt doing any of your physical activity regimens. So when we talk about the importance of physical activity, we want to talk about being safe too. Making sure that you're wearing the proper shoes. Making sure that you don't push yourself too hard. That you are working on different muscles different days. So you're rotating. You're not always working the same muscle. That you are doing a warm-up and cool-down stretches to help get your muscles acclimated to the exercise that they're getting ready to do. But we also want to make sure that you're getting enough of any of these kinds of exercises. Adults are recommended to get 150 minutes of physical activity every week. That is 30 minutes, 5 days a week. We recommend including some strength building exercises on 2 days as well. Now, you might need to make sure that you are being safe, and that might mean that you need to modify certain exercises. If you're watching an exercise video online, if you're taking part in a virtual class or even a class in person, it might be that you need to modify those exercises, and there's nothing wrong with that. We're all on different physical activity journeys. Some of us, we are already doing vigorous level. Some of us are just starting out with intermediate or beginner. So you might need a chair next to you so you can hold on to it. Even if you're not actually holding it, you just got your hand kind of hovering right above the chair. So if you start to fall, you've got some support there. You can do physical activities, just like standing crunches. You can do planks or push-ups even against the wall. You don't have to have expensive equipment. You don't have to get on the floor. You don't even have to have a gym membership. It's up to you. We want you to just move more and get more physical activity as you continue to head into October. This has been Jennifer Brown, Family Consumer Science Agent with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service, serving both Person and Granville counties. Let's get physical.